Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2323 and it was recorded on Thursday the 8th of May 2025. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and I am joined again by Paul Henderson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news and the EDP, and two features which will be read by Robin Quine. As we are recording on VE Day, we will be including some short stories from the past as well. And keep listening at the end of today's programme as we have May's edition of Chris Skinner's podcast. We send a warm welcome to two new listeners, Mrs. Goodson and Mrs. Andrews, both from Sprowston, and one returning listener, Mrs. Vella from Norwich. Welcome back. We hope you enjoy the programme.
Hello, everyone. We begin our first batch of news items with an article about a caravan that has been modified so much it cannot be moved. It is a labour of love in which David Coe has invested more than a year's work and £10,000. The 67-year-old modified his caravan with the addition of several extensions, including a second story, with a view to one day living in it by the seaside. Alas, he overlooked one thing. He had made his spectacularly customised structure too large to tow. And to make matters worse, the company which manages the car park where he keeps it has now issued him with a removal notice, telling him to move it or it will be destroyed. Although Mr. Coe has been diligently paying for a parking space for the structure, the company says it has become a health and safety hazard and must go. He said he did not have the money to have the caravan moved for him, and the removal notice has left him heartbroken. He bought the caravan in 2022 and parked it outside his then home in Batley Court, Norwich, where he worked on it as a distraction from his legal battle with the housing association managing the flats and severe health issues. Mr. Coe, who is unemployed and on disability benefits, has imagined he might live in it one day by the seaside, but it gradually dawned on him that it had become too large to tow behind his or any car. His difficulties deepened when, following an unrelated legal battle with ANCA, the housing association that runs Batley Court, Mr. Coe was evicted from his flat last year and was forced to abandon the caravan. He had carried out protests over the cleanliness and management of the property and was accused by the company of inappropriate behaviour towards members of the staff. But Mr. Coe maintains he should not have been evicted. Despite being moved into temporary accommodation in Broadland, Mr. Coe said he continued to pay his £25 monthly fee for the parking spot and visited the vehicle regularly to ensure it was kept secure and was not becoming a hazard. Therefore, he was surprised to be suddenly hit with a removal notice earlier this month. The notice states Mr. Coe's caravan will be removed and destroyed within 28 days if he does not relocate it. He said, "It was a bit like a building site at times, but I have done everything I can with limited funds to make sure the caravan is kept tidy," he said.
A new welcome point is being trialled at Norwich Railway Station. The touchscreen unit gives station and journey planning information with the option to call staff for assistance. The welcome point, located near the customer service office, is part of a national trial by the Rail Delivery Group. The unit has tactile text, braille, an induction loop, and an interactive display showing live departures, arrivals, and a station map. It also allows customers to give feedback. The group is keen to hear users' views on the new welcome point. It says the trial will help inform future initiatives to improve customer information.
More than 90 students have been recognised for their achievements at a celebration evening. The City of Norwich School, CNS, which is part of the Ormiston Academies Trust, celebrated the achievements of students who completed their Duke of Edinburgh awards. The event recognised the students who had completed their bronze, silver and gold awards. It also highlighted the 2,000 hours of volunteering carried out by the students. Joe Philpott, head teacher at CNS, said, "The awards evening not only recognised the hard work of the students, but also inspired them to continue their journeys of personal growth and community service."
A new fund has been launched to help more people in Norfolk and Waveney take part in volunteering. The Get Involved Innovation Fund will offer up to £7,500 to charities and community groups that want to try new ways to support people into volunteering. The fund is part of Volunteering for Health, a £10 million national programme funded by NHS England, NHS Charities Together and CW Plus, the charity for Chelsea and Westminster Hospital. The fund is especially focused on adults with learning disabilities, people who are neurodivergent or autistic, and young people who are currently in care or who have recently left care. The application process is designed to be simple and supportive. Groups start by filling in a short expression of interest form and then meet the volunteering innovation manager to talk through ideas and possible costs. Organisations will also get help to plan, deliver and evaluate their project and to collect stories and feedback from the people who take part. To find out more, visit www.getinvolvedskills.org.uk.
A rogue trader warning has been issued in a North Norfolk village after a cold caller was reportedly selling garden furniture door to door. A man had been cold calling at houses in the Wroxham area, claiming he was selling bankrupt stock garden furniture. The cold caller made several attempts to convince one local that he had already purchased stock from him. Cold callers can be reported through the Consumer Helpline on Freephone 0808 223 1133.